Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Wellington South senior catcher Cole McNeely has been right at the top of hitting all season long. And the rest of the senior class, numbering 10, have developed, well, a hate-to-lose mentality that they've established all the way back in preseason. And now, for Cole and his graduated mates, the opportunity to still wear that Panther uniform and play for a state 4A title if Saturday in Plainfield they can hurdle Terre Haute North in its rematch of a game played earlier this spring.
I mean, our team, we've just gotten better and better. I think we've all individually taken on our roles and just really embraced them all. I mean, we got guys who not getting a lot of playing time, but they do the book, and they keep the book, and they will inform us of how the guy's throwing, the pitcher on the mound's throwing. So, I mean, each part, those little parts create the success of our team. We had some experience. It was limited, but we had some experience, and we knew our class was something special. We just had to bring it out in us. So I think once our team got more experience as a whole, I think the better we got, once guys got more reps at their position, the better they got.
Talk a little about your hitting philosophy. Obviously, you're seeing the ball well, Cole.
Yeah, I just my dad had always taught me from a young age. My dad was a baseball player at IU.
He had a very good one.
Yeah, he taught me at a young age just to keep my weight back and take it the other way because you can always pull the ball. Generally, I always just try to take it oppo because 9 out of 10 times something productive is going to happen when you hit to the right side of the field.
No question about that. Senior catcher Cole McNeely, he leads the Panthers with 42 hits, has 20 RBI to go along with that .429 average, and he's just one of many Panthers hitting 300 plus. Chase Dabb, Henry Nicewander, Tyler Van Pelt, and Devin Buckman all are well over 300 going into this one against Terre Haute North in Plainfield a little past 3 on Saturday. By the way, Cameron Prince, with a 3.05 ERA and a 5-5 record, he'll do the pitching for Phil Klusner's crew on Saturday. Reds and Wrigley tonight, 8 o'clock pregame. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Bloomington South graduated senior Denise Asquith's picture dons the front of the IHSAA's 41st annual souvenir program. It reads, "History for the Taking." So here we are, having last week won the IHSA Mental Attitude Award in the sport. The Western Michigan-bound defending state singles champ sat down and joined me the other night on Time Out for Sports as now she tries to make it back-to-back.
Obviously, you know, I'm going to step on the court and play to win, but yeah. I'm mostly just focused on enjoying these last couple matches because this is my last weekend in my South uniform, win or lose. And like you said, it's been an incredible 4 years, not just on the results, but the time I've had here at South. And I want nothing best but to remember those memories.
Individually, where have you gotten better?
You know, from my sophomore to my junior year, I like completely reconstructed my strokes. And I didn't touch my strokes as much this year. It's just more of a mental game.
Defensively, there's always a defensive aspect.
I'd definitely say defense has always been one of my strengths, running down a lot of balls and making people play, which I think is a nice matchup for the opponents that I'm going to face. But a lot of it is just who can come down to who can handle the pressure. Obviously, it's going to get tight being in the quarterfinals, semifinals, and just being in the tournament overall. So it's who can truly handle those nerves the best.
And, you know, you carry, too, something you didn't have last year, obviously, until you wowed them all.
There's pros and cons to trying to, quote-unquote, defend your title. And it comes with added pressure of, you know, having the target on your back. But at the same time, it's provided me a lot of confidence going into this year's tournament.
Well, that is Denise Asquith, 48-0, taking us back to June of 2013. If she achieves this pinnacle Saturday at Park Tudor, she'll become only the second to do it back-to-back. Back in 12 years. Opponent of Friday at 2 up at Park Tudor, Meg Modesto of Chesterton, Denise Asquith wearing the purple and white one final time this weekend. I'm Joe Smith.